He has to get across there, and he's out of position. There's an opportunity. It's two against three, and is no one put the challenge on there. The first ball, it's a goal. And that all started from a poor mistake from FC United's Stott. Claiming that he was in the right back position, because Kyle Jacobs had moved on beyond him. The ball was played over the left hand side, and well, the man who got the ball, he was allowed to run a good 30 or 40 yards and just poked the ball into the back of the net. And well, on
12 minutes,
FC United find themselves a goal down and a poor goal to concede.
I think Stott just misjudged it, but what after that, he had all the time in the world, didn't he, really?
Well, there was no one coming across really there, and as I say, FC slowly coming into the game, but not with any great leaps and bounds. A poor performance thus far. And that's my first thus far of the season, as the corner comes in towards the back post. Who's on the end of it? Jones is. It's goal bounce. Goal! Goal! And Jones there, he leaps high at the back post. It was good delivery from Carlos Rocca, and Jones headed the ball down. It went beyond a couple of players through the goalkeeper. And on 39 minutes, FC United and Manchester find themselves on level terms. The bar scars are waving.
Into the game.
Well, FC United have got themselves a penalty. Well, you were doing all that. The free kick was taken quickly.
And it's a red card.
The goalkeeper's off, James Lindley. FC United were looking to take a really quick free kick there. They did exactly that. The ball there was left to Michael Norton. He went around the goalkeeper, who took his legs. The goalkeeper's been sent off, and FC United have a penalty. While you were talking about trains.
It's because of that train hat I've got.
You look more like a sailor.
Anyway, the point is, they're listening to the radio and they really love us, all right.
Well, Mr. Birch, Mr. Finch, the referee, has sent off the goalkeeper there, James Lindley. Looks like the number four, Grant Brindley's going to go in goals. And FC United have a penalty. So for one end of the pitch where perhaps Grantham Town should have scored and been 2-1 up. It's 10 men and a penalty for FC United of Manchester. And Dean Stott last season was the man who took him. And Dean Stott, the man who gave away the ball for the first goal, nearly gave away the ball for the second goal. Can he make amends?
How many penalties has he scored? Three out of three penalties. No pressure.
He's not missed one for FC United, but can the big number four, Grant Brindley, well, can he do a Ben Deegan? From an FC perspective, let's hope not. And we're just going to wait here, but 10 men now. And Dean Stott steps up. Referee blows his whistle. Up he goes, Dean Stott. And he's got wonderful save, but Jerome Wright takes the rebound and puts the ball into the back of the net, and FC United find themselves 2-1 up here. The fans go wild on the far corner, and it's 50th goal for Jerome Wright. Obviously it's been a 2-year spell and gap, but a great save by the goalkeeper, I have to say. And that's the makeshift goalkeeper, Grant Brindley, there, who palmed the ball away, but Jerome Wright was really quick and he pounced, and it was an awkward high, to be honest, and he still delivered and put the ball to the back of the net. So FC United go from 1 down to 2-1 up in the opening couple of minutes of this first half. Second half, I should say. So what I'm saying is, Jerome now an opportunity again down the left-hand side. Plays the ball across the field. Carlos Rocha should make it three, and he does exactly that. Jerome Wright on the far left-hand side. He's played the ball across field. Carlos Rocha has seen the ball coming in quicker than the defender. Got behind him. Slipped the ball to the bottom post, and FC United found themselves 3-1 up here. And well, the fans will be happy with that. The team talk seems to have perhaps done the trick at half time. Obviously the sending off has made a huge difference, as balls outside the penalty, first time shot comes in, it's a cracking goal there from I think it was the captain there, Paul Bright, Ben Saunders really, I think it was. And again, FC United there, which that was poor defense. They all just stopped and allowed the player to put the ball to the bottom corner. And it was Pacheco, was it?
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I'm sorry, there it was. It was the right back, Paul Pacheco. Norton, find his man. No, he doesn't need him. Out past the goalkeeper. Great goal.
What a
superb goal. Superb.